Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Hi, I'm Geoff Lacey.
And I'm Claire Venice.
We're hoping to stay nice and calm
for this holistic edition of
The Peapod.
This week, we're recording The Peapod at Halsa Cosmetics, located at Number 1 The Square in Petersfield. And we'll talk to the owner, Elizabeth Greville, about this well-being shop.
The Petersfield Post chief editor, John Walker, will be here to let us know the latest news from the area. And Susie Wild enjoys another wild walk on the Isle of Wight.
We'll also bring you music from local artist Megan Linford with her new song, Storms of Summer. So sit back, breathe deeply and relax.
If you love Petersfield...
I love the square.
It's a lovely, lovely town.
The hangers.
Everyone's welcome.
Then the Peapod loves you.
It's just a nice town.
Everything Petersfield is in the Peapod with Claire Venice and Geoff Lacey.
Hello, Geoff.
Hello, Claire. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm getting more relaxed as the recording goes on.
Yeah, the smells in Halsa. Oh, it just smells gorgeous.
Well, that's it. Is one of the symptoms of COVID sense of smell?
Yes.
Well, I can smell loads, so hopefully
we're all right.
I'm symptom free. Saying that, I got a letter from Imperial College London inviting me to be tested to help out with research. So I think I'll do
that.
Are
you going to go do it?
I think I'll do that.
Yeah.
Hopefully they won't find anything else.
Yeah, I was like, what are they?
That could be one of the biggest issues. You haven't got COVID, but you're clinically obese.
Either way. Yeah. My oldest daughter had the same, actually.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but, 2-3 weeks ago now, just out of the blue. And she was thrilled, actually. She was really excited about it.
Yeah, I thought I'd do it. Might as well do my bit.
Do your bit. That's quite right. So have you haven't obviously set
it
up
yet.
No, I've
got to register for it. Might do that this week. And then I'll get the kit through. And then I've got to send it back by the 26th of October. I might wait until the last moment because we have got a very special Peapod on the 26th of October. And I don't want the test to come back positive, and I can't do that.
No, that would be really upsetting for a lot of people.
Yeah. So I might just delay the test.
Yeah, more about October the 26th. Remember that date later on. So how's your week been since last week? Because you had some bad news last
week. Some bad news. Got to reapply for my job. But yeah, it's going really well. Fairly confident. Don't want to say too much. Don't want to have egg on my face 6 weeks down the line. But yeah, I can only do what I can do. What will be, will be.
Yeah, good attitude. But, hopefully.
But yes, we went for a meal at Annie Jones on the weekend, which was very nice.
I bet it was.
Lovely. Was it? Stuck with the social distancing. Nice. We went in, sat down at the table. And lovely tapas, lovely drinks. But one of the things that did, I think Paul touched on it when we were at Annie Jones a couple of weeks ago. On Friday night, they did have 2 no-shows. Didn't ring to cancel. So that's 10 covers.
That's not good, is it, really? I mean, because you have to book now to go there, don't you? And obviously, seating's limited.
That's it. And if you think, well, those 10 people, because of these numbers, we're going to have this many staff in. And if they don't show, just play rude.
Yeah, and it has serious repercussions, doesn't it, really? So they've only just opened. They want to try and get their business up and running again and make a bit of money.
What was strange was last orders was 9:30. I was home by 9:45.
It comes down really quickly, doesn't it?
I've gone for a night out. I'm home.
You have to start earlier nowadays.
I do, yes. But we're walking through town on the way home, and it was deserted. 9:45, and there was no one around town. So it does look like Petersfield is sticking by the rules and not congregating after hours, which is good to see.
It's good.
And how's your week been, Claire?
It's been a hectic one, actually. As I mentioned, my eldest daughter, she's in year 11 at the moment, and lots of emphasis on students in year 11 because it's the GCSE year. And around this time, you'll be starting to look for sixth form colleges. So obviously you can't go and visit campuses because of the restrictions. And a lot of stuff is now online. So there's a lot of virtual tours, virtual meetings, which is fantastic. And I have to say, it's all been done really well. There's a lot of information out there. It's just being organised to know when it is. And they're long. There was one between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. last week. You could dip in and out because it was it covered different subjects and different topics. So, you know, whatever you were most interested in, you could go and watch and then pop away for a bit before the next one comes up. But there was that coupled with a parent-teacher consultation virtual evening as well, which they've brought forward from December. So you can, you know, check with the teachers that your child is kind of on course to do all right in mocks, which are coming up in a month's time. So it's quite full on.
Yeah, and with Scotland cancelling their exams next year, what are you hoping?
Well, there's been an announcement earlier this week to say that the GCSEs will continue to go ahead at the moment in England, but they'll push them back 3 weeks. Whether that is going to stay, I don't know. I mean, who knows? I think Scotland is right because, again, you just don't know. And also, an extra 3 weeks is not really a substantial amount of time to make sure all the students have covered everything that they may have missed in lockdown and homeschooling.
So would your daughter be better at coursework or exams? So what would she hope for?
She's quite a good all-rounder, actually. She's lucky. I think if they do teacher assessments, I think most students possibly come off better because the teachers know those students and have watched them over the last 2-3 years as they've done their GCSE studies. So they get a better understanding of how that student has been able to study that subject. Mm. So to me, that's a better option at the moment in the world that we're living in. I think it's crazy to try and...
But it's going to be an interesting few months, isn't it?
It will be. Yeah, it will be.
And if they're going to make a decision, you want them to do it sooner rather than later, so you can concentrate on the coursework if that's the way they want to go.
Yes, I think so. And it helps the students as well not get so stressed. Mm. You know, there's a lot of stress on these kids. They know they're in Year 11, which is a stressful year. And they've got mocks coming up and obviously work that they're worried about, coursework they think they may have not covered. So, yeah, it's a stressful year. We'll have to wait and see, but I do hope things change.
Good luck with it all.
Thank you, Job. I'll pass that on.
The P stands for Petersfield.
It's a lovely area, lovely people, lovely atmosphere.
The P Pod.
So coming up, John Walker will be here and we'll talk to Elizabeth Greville from Hulsa. But first, we'd like to invite you to join us at a very special live recording of the P Pod.
Yes, that's right. Monday, October the 26th marks our 50th P Pod and we're going to celebrate by inviting you to come and watch our evening recording.
The studio at TPS is kindly hosting this special event and you'll be able to see firsthand what goes into the making of the Peapod. You may even be able to take part too.
It's free to attend, although donations are very welcome to help support Petersfield Community Radio's crowdfunding appeal. More information about that to come later in the show.
And to ensure numbers are COVID safe, please book your free tickets via the studio's booking page, which can be found at thestudiotps.com.
It should be quite a show, and we hope to see you from 6 p.m. on Monday, October the 26th. And someone who will also be celebrating the 50th people with us is Mr. John Walker, who's here now. Hello, John. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Yeah. Did I mention my breakfast?
No. It sounds like a very nice breakfast.
It was. It was what they used to call a full English, and I think they now call it death on a plate. But it's doing me good, so it's fine.
Well, that's all right. So, John, tell us, what's new in the Petersphere?
Right, okay, there's quite... That does throw me, that word, Job, I'm sorry. Well, in the world you call the Petersphere,
yes,
there is quite a lot going on.
Is
but
there?
Before we get into that, I'd like to just throw in my two pennies worth about the school exams. My son, who's in the same year as Claire's, is fervently voting Scottish and trying to take out citizenship as we speak. And he also thinks that teacher assessment is going to downgrade him to some lowly job in the dockyard because none of his teachers like him at the moment, but he is a teenage boy. So that might not be true. Who knows? Anyway, on a more serious note, in this week's Petersfield Post, there's... This particular area has been given nearly £1 million by the government and East Hampshire District Council to fund museums, art companies and so on, and village halls, would you believe. And beneficiaries around here are the Petersfield Museum, we've got 67,000, The Green A team, who've got, I think, 10 or 11,000, steep and strewed village halls. I've got about 10 grand each, I think, just under. And there's a Fiala King's Arms Youth Club has been given a large chunk, 15 grand. But as I said, all in all, over East Hampshire in the last few days, they've spent, the government and East Hampshire District Council have spent £1 million on propping up the economy.
Which is good to hear.
It will be till you get your council tax bill next year, Geoff. There we go. Just to throw a bucket of cold water on it.
I'm happy to pay my way, John. If it's going to help, if it's going to help us all get through this, then we should all do our bit.
Okay. So when did you last go to the Butser Ancient Farm, which got 280,000?
It's on my to-do list. One is very busy at the moment, so you can't get...
Dining out, no less. Getting home at 9:45. What did your wife think of that?
She was with me.
Well, no, I thought that, but... but it's not much of a night out for the poor woman.
Well, A, with me, B, at home by 9:45.
Oh, exactly. yes, and then there's a lady called Sophie Crawford who has raised £6,000 for Butser, Hampshire, sorry, Butser Home Start, or Home Start Butser, sorry, who look after struggling families, young families. And she braved Storm Alex and ran 26.2 miles to raise almost £6,000. Which is a hell of an effort, I think, and should be applauded, particularly as the way things are going at the moment. Charities like Home Start Butts are going to be more and more needed, I suspect, in the coming year or two. And what else was there? Oh, yes. There's on a completely separate note, which might make you wince a bit, I don't know, a lady called Claire Moriarty from Steep, who's been a civil servant for 35 years, was made a Dame Commander of the Order of the Bath in the Queen's Birthday Honours after receiving the what is thought to be a record payout from the civil service in redundancy.
Do I want to hear this?
Well, she got £320,000 to walk away after overseeing the civil service efforts to get us out of the European Union. So I mean, fair play to her. But the good news is she did help out in Steep during the lockdown. So fair play.
Very much so, very much so.
Yes. And then finally, something that I know the radio is very keen on, the Post and East Hampshire District Council and our MP Damien Hines are launching a Stay Safe Shop Local campaign to try and encourage people to get into the shops in the run-up to Christmas, or at least if you're going to buy online from local shops. The economy's struggling, they tell us, in this wonderful smelling shop. And we're going to try and help encourage people to come along and spend their local money. In Manchester, they have the Pink Pound. I think we'll have the Petersphere Pound.
Well, I say, we've got to be encouraging everyone to shop local. And like last week, did you see on Friday the Amazon lorry that turned over on the A27, took out all four lanes?
And it stayed full for how long?
So yeah, let's shop local. Let's look after the town, but making sure that you park in the proper car parks.
Oh my word, Geoff! My word, he's still banging on about that.
Oh, I am, yes.
Good man. I'm parked just over there, as it happens. I moved a few bollards. It's all good.
Anyway, thank you, John. And the Peaceful Post is out every Wednesday and costs 75 pence. So please get one with your weekly shop or subscribe to the digital version. A bargain.
Thank you, Geoff. It is a bargain. I thoroughly recommend it.
So do I.
Claire Venice and Geoff Lacey in Petersfield's Peapod.
Hulsa Cosmetics is an independent cosmetics retailer based in Petersfield, selling organic and natural products. The shop has just celebrated its fifth anniversary, and owner Elizabeth Greville is here to tell us how it all began. Hi.
Hi, Claire.
Well, thanks so much for hosting us here.
At all. Thank you for coming along on this drizzly night.
Yeah, I know. It usually is in the wintertime when we record the people, doesn't it? Monday evenings are usually rainy. I don't know why that is. But congratulations on 5 years of running this business. How did it all start?
It's always been a dream of mine from quite an early age, actually, to have my own retail shop. And I was coming towards the end of a previous occupation. And I thought, well, I need to do it now before, you know, I'm really a bit too long in the tooth and it, you know, might not necessarily be something I want to do in maybe 10 years' time. So I found a premises, which was our first premises in Chapel Street, where Velvet and Rose is now. Started off there with about two brand lines and built it up and tested the market to see what Petersfield enjoyed and what they would like and involved our customers. And it's grown from there.
And what do you sell at Hulsa Cosmetics?
We sell natural skincare, obviously. We sell Neil's Yard. We sell three local brands, Nature's Wish, Fior Skincare, and we sell Barbershop Botanicals. So we like to support local business if we can, obviously.
And what's your most popular product?
Our most popular product is a Neil's Yard moisturiser that most of the women in Petersfield, and some men, I may add, can't do without, as the Frankincense Nourishing Moisturiser.
Mm.
Very nice.
Do you think I could do with some?
Well, you've got a very nice complexion there, Joff. I'm sure we can recommend something.
You've
got Barbershop Botanicals, Nirvana, I recommend. It's very
nice. Right, I might have a look round.
Yes.
You should, actually, because Barbershop Botanicals are lovely. Really lovely products. I bought some for my nephew for Christmas last year. And yeah, they are. It's a really nice local brand.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
So how did you cope during lockdown?
Well, when we realised it was inevitable, we thought, how can we keep trading sort of safely, legally? So we got hold of V-Signs in Liss, well, Rake, I think they are, sorry, Rake, and asked if they could produce a sign for our window that advertising was still operating and people could phone in their orders and email them and look at our website and place a few orders from there. So my daughter and I, between 2 and 6 most days, would be delivering to the local area within a sort of 10-mile radius safely, following guidelines and checking our customers are happy to, you know, for us to deliver in a certain way. And we check if they wanted us to, leave something at the gate or knock on the door and obviously make them feel comfortable that they were happy that we were delivering in a safe way, really. So,
so now we're out of lockdown. What restrictions are still in place regarding the treatments?
The treatments, we obviously have to wear face coverings. The clients also, but obviously any treatments on the face, I believe, are still allowed. I did check before I arrived and I'm sure they still are, but I'll probably get into trouble if they're not. So we've got quite a few clients booked in for facials this week. So, but we obviously work very safely and we have a COVID questionnaire that's not too onerous. It's obviously asking the obvious. And we have a space in between our clients, half an hour, so that we've got time to do our cleaning regime and change everything in there and allow for, you know, the clients to come and go without that crossover, really. So we're following all the guidelines, health guidelines.
And what treatments do you offer in your treatment room?
We offer, we do massage, we do Indian head, we do facials, we do manicures, pedicures, we do Reiki, and we do a sort of energy and stress relieving therapies, which a lot of our clients are feeling they need, especially at the moment. And we're helping some young people too, some teenagers that are sort of struggling with the whole sort of adjustment to going back to school, college. And it's all very different for them because they're used to socialising in the, you know, in their communal spaces. And now, you know, it's all very different. They're going for their lessons and they're just feeling a bit kind of a bit lost, some of them. So they come in and have a, you know, a Indian head massage, or we'll do something that, or we just talk to them about, you know, how they're managing. And they usually book in for a nice holistic little facial or just scalp massage, and we just have a chat, really.
That's really good to hear, actually, because you don't usually get teenagers taking advantage of treatment rooms and stuff like that. It's usually when you get a little bit older, but that's really good to hear that that you offer that service and that people are taking it up.
Yes, yes. I think, well, my daughter now joined me, and I think she's at that age group, just turned 18. So she's been through college and school, and it wasn't, you know, it was sort of up and down for her. So she knows how it feels. So, you know, she's encouraging people. So it's not just the old mother saying, do come in to our lovely room.
Yeah, that makes a difference, though, doesn't it? It really does.
So is it just the one treatment room you've got?
It is, just one job, yeah.
So have you noticed a change in business since lockdown was lifted?
Yes, it's not as consistent on a daily basis. It's very up and down, but we do have some fantastic sales days and some very quiet sales days. So there's no particular pattern, although we do find that Saturdays tends to be busier generally. But yeah, we're managing along.
So what advice would you give to someone who is just starting out on their natural cosmetics journey, i.e. me?
Right. I would say, what sort of skincare routine do you have? Do you have a skincare routine? Is there anything you particularly like using? And
I literally use a moisturiser after shaving.
Yeah, that's a good start.
And that's about it.
So we'd probably recommend perhaps adding a face wash to that, thinking about a skincare routine, really. So, you know, cleansing and then using perhaps a gentle exfoliator and a moisturiser. But you obviously want something that fits in with your lifestyle. It's not going to be too complicated. So
I like things simple.
Yeah.
I'm that kind of guy.
Yeah. But we do have a lot of male customers that, you know, we've given advice to, and yeah, we help them out with their skincare, any concerns, and adding new products.
And have you noticed more male customers come in then since lockdown?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I think more perhaps people are working from home and they're noticing that their skin has changed, and obviously stress levels affected everyone. So that will show through skin, and you know,
that's interesting.
We help them that way.
There you go. Well, thank you.
For that.
Good advice.
But no, it's a lovely setting. I say, this is such an old building. What's it like working in a shop like this with the old beams?
Oh, I think it's very special. I've always had a leaning towards buildings like this. I feel it's a great privilege to be in such an ancient building and really respecting it and enjoying it, because it does move around. And, you know, I like those, the creaks and groans of the building. And obviously, you know, we hear the activity upstairs as they say start their evening trade, which was quite nice, sort of bubble of voices in the background as we're, you know, finishing off our day. So, yeah, the life goes on after we close.
Brilliant. Elizabeth, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
So, many thanks to Elizabeth Greville at Hausa. Do come into the shop to have a look around at the lovely products on offer.
The P stands for Petersfield.
Petersfield is special to me.
The Peapod.
Coming up, Hampshire musician Megan Limford brings us her new single, Storms of Summer. But first, Susie Wild takes a relaxed and reflective view on her time on the Isle of Wight in this week's Wild Walk.
I'm sitting on the cliff top looking out over, in a way, a more interesting sea, because there's thick grey cloud on the horizon. I mean, really like a very dark lead pencil sky, which I think is the bad weather coming. But the sun's making a silver path, inevitably, from there straight to me. I hope you can hear the wind has dropped. It's just been a lovely holiday. It was everything I hoped for, or is still. Haven't finished it yet. I've been fossil hunting. Richard and I sort of split up and sort of divided our hunting, but neither of us found anything. But we passed lots of people going, there's another, there's another, there's another. But when we sneakily looked after they'd gone, I couldn't see anything whatsoever. And even Rain didn't find anything. But she did find lots of dogs to play with. So this morning we did a really long inland walk, another bit kind of a sort of circuit of the Tennyson Trail. And I'm not being too specific about what we're doing, because honestly, the great discovery of the Isle of Wight for me has been the number of signed and signposted ways that you can just walk and not get lost. Obviously, we've got the map with us, but to be honest, we've just used our eyes and navigated by signpost. But then we've gone to Warren Farm and bought some of the grass-fed beef that you can actually see and pat, and that will be lovely. And I know that's a bit shocking, but I always think that, you know, really, without some of us eating meat, we would have no beef cattle left, and they're very beautiful. So, but I always try and make sure they're happy and obviously not eat very much of it. But, oh, for a carefree childhood, in a way it's in sharp relief, because coming to the Isle of Wight has made me feel like I've gone back to the 50s, and just that feeling of plenty when just everything was pointed out as if there was this benevolent god that had created a world where everything dovetailed perfectly and was not going out of joint at all in any regard. Yeah, to have that and to feel as if there's sort of a bit of childhood now juxtaposed with the awful David Attenborough extinction programme and his book that I've been reading a review of. So I am feeling precarious, and in many ways, having probably now totally turned into my mother, I completely understand why she went through a phase of saying, do you know what, I'm not sorry about facing death. God, that was cheery, wasn't it? Right, I'm going to be cheery now. Ignore all that. Have a sound of sea waves lapping on a shore, because that's just so beautiful and timeless. And tomorrow, more walking. We're doing about 12 kilometres a day. So that's good. And rage against the dying of the light. That's more like it.
Thanks, Susie. A longer version of this walk is available at petersfieldradio.uk, as are all of Susie's wild walks.
You may have heard us talk last week about a crowdfunding appeal Shine Radio is currently running.
The aim is to raise money to enable Shine Radio to relay live church services to people who cannot attend them, including the residents of our local care homes.
Shine Radio provides a vital way to remain connected to the community and alleviate insecurity, isolation and loneliness, especially during this current time.
So if you'd like to show your support and donate to this project, please go to crowdfunder.co.uk/Petersfields-Shine-Radio.
And there are also rewards in return for your donation. Take a look and see what's on offer. Here's a little more info about it.
Here at Petersfield Shine Radio, we're fundraising with a crowdfunder appeal.
With so many people isolated or alone in our community, we think community radio can help.
So we've teamed up with St Peter's Church to bring live church services to everyone.
That includes residents of local care homes.
For the vital equipment that will enable us to relay the services in full broadcast quality and investment in other parts of our voluntary service, we need to raise £1,800 by the 27th of October.
If you can make a donation towards our total, you'll be helping insecure, isolated and lonely people in our community enjoy the live experience of a local church service in broadcast quality sound.
And there are some fun rewards you can buy too, either for yourself or as a unique and memorable gift.
Get all the information at petersfieldradio.uk or search Petersfield on Crowdfunder.
And on behalf of all our volunteers and everyone we want to help, thank you for your generosity.
The Peapod Events Guide. What's on in the Petersphere?
If you have an interest in textiles, artist Helen Sill will be at the Liss in Stitches Textiles Group at the Triangle Centre on October the 20th. The talk will cover different textile techniques particular to Northwest India and is open to non-members too. To book your place, email helenamandasill@gmail.com.
Tickets are on sale for the Rogate Pumpkin Patch, taking place from October the 17th to the 31st. Due to this year's COVID-19 restrictions, the farm is offering a ticket-only entry. Tickets are £2 per person and under twos are free. For more information, visit rogatepumpkinpatch.com.
Don't forget, we'll be recording our 50th Peapod on Monday, October the 26th at the studio at TPS. Come along and see how we put together our town's weekly podcast. Book your free tickets. Go to thestudiotps.com.
And if you'd rather stay at home, why not tune in to shineradio.uk to listen to a brighter mix of music and local information. There's so much to choose from on Shine Radio.
You can find all our audio at shineradio.uk or search Petersfield on your favourite podcast app.
If you're running an event, get it in the guide. Just email pod@thepeapod.uk.
Megan Linford is a Hampshire-based musician. Her recent song is called Storms of Summer. Here's Megan now with a little intro, followed by her song.
Hi, my name is Megan Linford, and this is my new track, Storms of Summer. I hope you enjoy.
What a beautiful voice. Thanks, Megan. You can find Megan Linford's music on all major streaming platforms. If you're a local musician and would like to submit a song for us to play, contact us at pod@thepeapod.uk.
And just like that, we come to the end of this week's Holistic Peapod.
Thanks to our guests John Walker, Megan Linford, and our host Elizabeth Greville at Hauser Cosmetics.
As always, a massive thank you to the volunteer team at Shine Radio. If you'd like to get involved, do get in touch. We're always happy to welcome new volunteers.
We're on Peterswald 555 500 or email us at pod@thepeapod.uk. And we're also on the main social media apps.
And we'll be back next week, this time in the covered market with Eco Warriors at Refill and Replenish.
So from all of us here at House of Cosmetics,
bye!
The Peapod is produced by volunteers at Petersfield Community Radio.
Here at Petersfield Shine Radio, we're fundraising with a crowdfunder appeal.
With so many people isolated or alone in our community, we think community radio can help.
So we've teamed up with St Peter's Church to bring live church services to everyone.
That includes residents of local care homes.
For the vital equipment that will enable us to relay the services in full broadcast quality and investment in other parts of our voluntary service, we need to raise £1,800 by the 27th of October.
If you can make a donation towards our total, you'll be helping insecure, isolated and lonely people in our community enjoy the live experience of a local church service in broadcast quality sound.
And there are some fun rewards you can buy too, either for yourself or as a unique and memorable gift.
Get all the information at petersfieldradio.uk or search Petersfield on Crowdfunder.
And on behalf of all our volunteers and everyone we want to help, thank you for your generosity.